3. The Security of Our Precious Faith. Extracts from the Writings of Baha'u'llah. 72. Say, O people of God, beware lest the powers of the earth alarm you, or the might of the nations weaken you, or the tumult of the people of discord deter you, or the exponents of earthly glory sadden you. Be ye as a mountain in the cause of your Lord, the Almighty, the All-Glorious, the Unconstrained. Say, beware, O people of Baha, lest the strong ones of the earth rob you of your strength, or they who rule the world fill you with fear. Put your trust in God and commit your affairs to His keeping. He verily will through the power of truth render you victorious, and He verily is powerful to do what He willeth, and in His grasp are the reins of omnipotent might. 73. It is incumbent upon all men, each according to his ability, to refute the arguments of those that have attacked the faith of God. Thus hath it been decreed by Him who is the All-Powerful, the Almighty. He that wisheth to promote the cause of the one true God, let him promote it through his pen and tongue, rather than have recourse to sword or violence. If any man were to arise to defend in his writings the cause of God against its assailants, such a man, however inconsiderable his share, shall be so honoured in the world to come that the concourse on high would envy his glory. No pen can depict the loftiness of his station, neither can any tongue describe its splendour. For whosoever standeth firm and steadfast in this holy, this glorious and exalted revelation, such power shall be given him as to enable him to face and withstand all that is in heaven and on earth. Of this God is himself a witness. 74. We exhort the men of the House of Justice and command them to ensure the protection and safeguarding of men, women and children. It is incumbent upon them to have the utmost regard for the interests of the people at all times and under all conditions. Blessed is the ruler who succoureth the captive, and the rich one who careth for the poor, and the just one who secureth from the wrongdoer the rights of the downtrodden. And happy the trustee who observeth that which the ordainer, the Ancient of Days, hath prescribed unto him. 75. And likewise he saith, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not, behold your God. This blessed verse is a proof of the greatness of the revelation and of the greatness of the cause, inasmuch as the blast of the trumpet must needs spread confusion throughout the world, and fear and trembling amongst all men. Well is it with him who hath been illumined with the light of trust and detachment. The tribulations of that day will not hinder or alarm him. Thus hath the tongue of utterance spoken, as bidden by him who is the All-Merciful. He verily is the strong, the All-Powerful, the All-Subduing, the Almighty. 76. You should exhort all the friends to patience, to acquiescence, and to tranquility, saying, O ye loved ones of God in that land, Ye are glorified in all the worlds of God because of your relationship to Him who is the eternal truth. But in your lives on this earthly plane, which pass away as a fleeting moment, ye are afflicted with abasement. For the sake of the one true God, ye have been reviled and persecuted. Ye have been imprisoned and surrendered your lives in his path. Ye should not, however, by reason of the tyrannical acts of some heedless souls, transgress the limits of God's commandments by contending with anyone. Whatever hath befallen you hath been for the sake of God. This is the truth, and in this there is no doubt. You should, therefore, leave all your affairs in his hands, place your trust in him, and rely upon him. He will assuredly not forsake you. In this likewise there is no doubt. No father will surrender his sons to devouring beasts. No shepherd will leave his flock to ravening wolves. He will most certainly do his utmost to protect his own. If, however, for a few days, in compliance with God's all-encompassing wisdom, outward affairs should run their course contrary to one's cherished desire, this is of no consequence and should not matter. Our intent is that all the friends should fix their gaze on the supreme horizon and cling to that which hath been revealed in the tablets. They should strictly avoid sedition and refrain from treading the path of dissension and strife. They should champion their one true God, exalted be he, through the hosts of forbearance, of submission, of an upright character, of goodly deeds, and of the choicest and most refined words.